Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's gospel passage from Mark 16 narrates very briefly how the risen Lord Jesus appeared first to Mary Magdalene and then to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, all of whom bore witness to this encounter with the risen Jesus, to the apostles, but who did not believe in them. And finally, Jesus appeared to the 11 and rebuked them for their unbelief in their hardness of heart, for not believing those he had sent to them, to the apostles, as his first witnesses. The apostles' slowness to believe, shows their human weakness, but this is to our benefit, in a certain sense. The future firmness in the faith of all Christians, ourselves included, was in some way ensured, by the apostles' need for complete and utter certainty that Jesus did in fact rise from the dead. As the key eyewitnesses, they needed to proclaim Christ's resurrection as an irrefutable fact, and for that they would gladly suffer and lay down their lives, which they did. This explains in part, how the apostles could be so marvelously, transformed, from weak, timid, and ignorant individuals, to powerful, courageous, and somewhat eloquent preachers of the gospel, even in the face of opposition. We had a good example from today's first reading from Acts chapter 4. Peter and John boldly replied to the Sanhedrin, who tried to prevent them from preaching about the risen Christ. And they boldly responded, "Whether it is right in the sight of God for us to obey you rather than God, you be the judges. It is impossible for us not to speak about what we have seen and heard." We too are called to give bold testimony of the risen Lord, follow the example of the apostles, for we share in the same faith. We receive the same missionary mandate from them, which we heard in today's gospel passage. Go out into all the world and preach the gospel. And we need to do so today, with full conviction, and to say, it is impossible for me, not to speak about what I have seen and heard. Praise be Jesus and Mary.